As the stock market continues its downward spiral, some conservative critics are blaming President Obama, not yet in office 6 weeks yet. In an op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal called "Obama's Radicalism is Killing the Dow," Stanford University economics professor Michael J. Boskin writes that the Wall Street sell-off is a product and part of the realization that our new president's policies are designed to radically re-engineer the market-based U.S. economy, not just mitigate the recession and financial crisis. Other conservatives have been equally damning. Michael Lind is a fellow at the New American Foundation. In an article written today on Salon.com, Lind accuses Barack Obama of being too timid in his prescriptions, and he says it's absurd to blame the economy's downfall on him.
Well, I find it amusing. I would be amused to learn that all of these conservative Republican investors who voted for McCain, just in order to spite President Obama, are foregoing vast opportunities to enrich themselves by buying up good stocks today. And they're doing this sheerly out of spite. They're on a capital strike. I don't believe that at all. I think this is not a typical recession. Whether it's a depression or not, the experts can argue. But I think we're seeing the collapse of a super bubble that originated in 1982. You know, it's basically from 1982, Reagan's first term, all the way to 2007, 2008. You've seen a giant bubble, and the tech bubble and the housing bubbles were sort of smaller bubbles within it. So this is a generational collapse that's taking place. And to blame it on Obama, or for that matter, on the policies of George W. Bush last fall, I think that's missing the point. This is an epochal event.
We're speaking with political theorist Michael Lind here. He's got an essay in today's Salon.com. Michael Lind, both Charles Krauthammer on the right and Paul Krugman on the left this morning attacked Barack Obama for what they say not addressing adequately the problems of the banking system. Krugman says that Obama simply needs to nationalize the banks, and he thinks that Obama and his people know this, but they're afraid to commit to that because they're, again, fearful of being accused of being a socialist. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know the motives of Obama's team. I think partly it's a political concern that they'll be attacked by the right, for whom all government action is socialist by definition. But also I think people like Larry Summers, the head of the President's Economic Council, really believe in this sort of discredited 1980s, 1990s view of markets as self-regulating. Remember, this was held by Democratic neoliberals as well as by Republican conservatives and libertarians. It was Bill Clinton who said the era of big government is over. And I think the problem is we now are at a transformational moment, but we do not yet have a transformational presidency. I think President Obama is a brilliant and gifted leader. If you look at Franklin Roosevelt at the beginning of his term, he was devoted to balancing the budget and to continuing some of Herbert Hoover's policies in order to promote cartels for producers. And that was all abandoned after a year or two. So I have great confidence in President Obama. But I think that his particular economic team at the moment is too wedded to the ideology of this bubble economy that has now burst.